My family and I have taken two trips back to the East Coast of the United States, and we have really enjoyed both of those trips, mostly because of the history that you can find in that part of the country. On both trips, we had opportunities to visit Civil War battle sites like Gettysburg and Manassas. And when we were at Gettysburg, there happened to be a reenactment of the Battle of Gettysburg the time that we were there. There were so many people, and it was so crowded that we ended up watching the reenactment from a distance, from a tower that they had set up just for situations like that. And those battle reenactments continue, and they are happening right now, and this year they hold special significance. Does anyone know why? This year marks the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War. So those reenactments, and there are actually special ones being done that they don't normally do, but they hold significance because the Civil War started in 1861. Why do we have these reenactments of the Civil War battles? Well, hopefully it will remind people of the lessons that we learned from this war about freedom and the principles that are important that hold our country together. And this morning in our service today, we are doing another kind of reenactment. A reenactment of what Jesus accomplished for us in his death on the cross. If you have your Bible, I invite you to open it to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we have Paul's account of Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper. And near the end of his account of the first Lord's Supper, verse 26, Paul wrote these words, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Every time we celebrate communion, the Lord's Supper, whenever we eat the bread and drink from the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death. We are proclaiming what Jesus accomplished for us when he was crucified on the cross. In a sense, we are reenacting his death so that we can be reminded of what was accomplished for us when Jesus died on the cross. And what did Jesus accomplish when he was crucified for us? Well, if you go to Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look at verses 18 and 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. When we celebrate communion, we are reenacting Christ's death for us. When we do that, it is to remind us of the reconciliation that Jesus accomplished on the cross. First, a reconciliation between God and us. God established at creation a relationship between him and humankind. But sin broke that relationship. And sin has been a barrier between us and God. But when Jesus died on the cross, that barrier was broken. And that broken relationship between us and God was healed and reconciled. The sins that prevented us from having a clear, strong, growing relationship with God, that sin problem was taken care of. So now we are reconciled with God. He does not hold his sins against us. We are free to have a loving, personal, intimate relationship with God. When we eat the bread and drink the cup, we are being reminded that we have been reconciled with God. But that reconciliation is not just between us and God. It also extends to one another. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, it is to remind us that we have been reconciled with one another. Just before Jesus celebrated this Lord's Supper with his disciples had been arguing among themselves as to who would be the greatest in Christ's kingdom. There was division. There was disharmony among them. But when Jesus took off his outer robes and knelt in front of his disciples and washed their feet, that act of humility and service broke their hearts and drew them closer to each other and reconciled themselves to one another. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, it is to remind us of our need to be humble, to be willing to serve each other. Do you realize that there were more casualties in the American Civil War than there were in any other war that our country has been involved in? Over 620,000 soldiers were killed. World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, the Gulf War doesn't come close to the number of U.S. soldiers killed than in the American Civil War. And I think that teaches us that when we fight among ourselves, the results are much more disastrous than any enemy from outside can cause us. When there is discord and fighting within the church, within our families, the casualties are much more serious, much worse than anyone can do to us from the outside. So reconciliation among ourselves is that much more critical to experience so that there can be strength and unity among us. As we celebrate the Lord's Supper today, I hope that we can remember these lessons that God intended for us to have when Jesus first instituted the Lord's Supper. The farther that we get away from 1861, the easier it will be to look at these battle reenactments as some form of entertainment and to forget the lessons that we need to remember from the Civil War. And the farther that we get away from AD 31, the easier it will be to just kind of go through the motions and have communion become a routine and forget the lessons that we are supposed to be learning. These lessons are so much more critical now that we are living in the last days and the devil is doing everything that he can to tear us apart from God and from one another. I pray that in our service today, we will remember those critical lessons of reconciliation with God and reconciliation with one another so that our relationship with God can stay strong as well as our relationships with each other can be healed and strengthened so that the closer we get to the end, the stronger our union will be with God and in our church and in our families. At this time, we will separate to serve one another in humility and washing one another's feet as Jesus did for his disciples. There are rooms prepared in the Sabbath school wing for the men and women to serve each other. For those married couples who would like to serve each other, the BLC is prepared for you. And as you go and minister to each other, invite the children to come.